Live from New Wakanda, Indianapolis, Indiana. It's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show with your hosts, the King of Wakanda, the Big Dogs, King Steven Sanders. And today on this episode, the King will be talking about what is going on with this world, because there's been several incidents over the past 2 weeks and just now regarding customers harassing hard workers at grocery stores, laundromats, everywhere. And it's because of this heat. And the Big Dog is going to make sure that he's going to talk about it. Alongside with me, hey now, Hank Aaron. Now, let's get this show started. Please welcome your host. It is the King of Wakanda, the head of the table. Please welcome King Steven Big Dog Sanders. Yo, what's up, everybody? It's the King of Wakanda, Big Dog Steven Sanders, the head of the table. And if I got a story for y'all right now, but first, I'm going to do a little sponsor shout out to some of our favorite sponsors. To Chipotle Mexican Grill. Tired of eating the same thing every day? Want something fresh? Then come on over to Chipotle Mexican Grill. We have our new Gordito Steak. Also, sir, you can have it on a burrito, have it on a taco or a burrito bowl. A serving with some queso, guac, and chips. And our new delicious new type of limeade. Watermelon limeade is good. Chipotle Mexican Grill. Come get some real Mexican food. And by Kroger. Need groceries to get you through the day or for dinner? Then come on over to Kroger's. And our last one, which is also my personal favorite, that is GameStop. The best place to get games and also game system. GameStop. Power to the players. Now, what's up, everyone? If I got a story for y'all, it's hot out here in New Wakanda, almost hitting 100 degrees, but down in Texas, we're at 120. Even Chicago and Illinois is basically almost in the hundreds, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this. So, over the past 2 weeks, there's been a number of incidents happening because of this heat. There's been a lot of people harassing hard workers at grocery stores and also laundromat. Take this incident 2 weeks ago. I was basically downtown at the Kroger right next to Asian Harbor. Mm-hmm. You know, getting stuff for dinner for me and my family. Where I was getting checked out, there's this dumbass fool that is going around harassing, going around asking for some smokes when he was waiting in line. Now, the worker that was working was doing her job taking care of the first customer that she saw first. This crazy fool, who's African-American, probably in his 50s or 40s, probably hanging around drinking, because I know he's been drinking, decided to act a fool because he wanted some smokes. Not only did he act a fool, he made a scene and made this hard-working woman cry, which I felt completely bad. Every single person that was in that store has a reason to basically want to kick this man's butt right now. So I basically went to go find him. And they basically called the cops. They showed him. Yeah, they showed the cops everything. The cops saw everything on the camera, of who he is. And I don't know if they picked him up or not, but I'm pretty sure he's still out there. But anyway, when I found him at the bus stop, everybody was basically looking at him. So I basically just told him this. Look, sir, what you just did in there was basically harassing. And it's a major criminal offense. You refused to be patient, and you basically caused a scene, disturbing the peace, and also basically made someone cry. And with the other complaints by everybody else, that's enough to get you arrested. So everybody, including myself, told him this. The next time you pull this little stunt again, and I don't care how hot it is, you need to be patient. And your next so-called plan is going to be, you're going to be serving, I don't know how many times, how long in jail for that. Hey, it's better than getting your ass kicked. I can tell you that much. Now, here's the second incident that just happened that was on the bus. I was on the red line heading downtown again. When I saw this, another older African-American male harass a Caucasian woman because she had a dog on there. And she was using her dog for emotional support. She has problems. There's nothing wrong with that. And basically, according to the rules of the bus, anyone can have their dog on the bus as long as it's a helper dog, a dog that can help a person when they're blind, and also for emotional support. There's nothing wrong with that. So this guy basically, oh, why did you bring the dog on the bus? Basically causing a lot of nonsense. Basically, because, you know, that we have allergies. Ain't nobody knew about your allergies until you said something. So I basically had to confront this person myself. Coming in here acting like he can do whatever he wants. We almost got into a fist fight until he basically backed the fuck up when he saw how tall I was. So I just basically just told him this. If I catch you basically harassing anyone else about their dog, saying you have so-called allergy, if you have some sort of allergy, how come we didn't hear you sneeze or anything? That proves the fact that he was just acting a fool. So I just told him this. You do this again, not only every single person on this bus going to be kicking your butt and throwing you off this bus, but also the cops are going to arrest you for harassment and also emotional distress. I'm sure that's right. Now, here's this third incident that I just came from the laundromat. There was this young woman, also African-American, probably in her 20s, harassing the hard workers at the gas station and also who owned the laundromat. Basically, act a fool and chewed out one of the workers who was basically taking her order for her to get gas. Basically went off on them saying, I know my car's declined. Nobody didn't know your car was declined. You could have just basically could have said it in a better tone than that. So what you just basically just did is cause a scene. So the way I see it right now, you basically just made a damn fool of yourself for no reason. Now, here's what I'm basically about to get on with. This ain't the first time we having to deal with this type of mess. It's the first time that we had to deal with people acting a fool during the heat. But they know damn well it's always crazy season during the summer. Why won't people just learn how to just carry on with their own business and stop harassing others from doing their job? Now, I'm only going to say this once. If that was me, I would basically just record the whole thing and send it to the police for harassment. Matter of fact, that's what I'm going to do from now on. Anytime I see someone basically harassing another person for no reason, a hard worker person, I'm going to record them and then go into the police. Believe that. Now, it seems these people who are harassing hard workers, hardworking people for no reason, just doing their job, they're either basically either trying to get drunk or trying to get high for no reason. Sorry, that's that old saying goes from my song. I'm up and down, riding around these clowns. I work so hard, I make them go to that Taco Bell brown. They eat chicken nuggets without the bread on them. Sucking on that candy from the store, that's where they get them. That's speaking the truth. So I'm just going to give you guys advice, good advice how to deal with that. If you see someone trying to harass someone or harass you, just record it, stand up to them, and basically call the cops on them, okay? The only way it'll be very physical is that the person basically laid their hands on you. Or in this case, basically spit on you for no reason. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that do that. So, record it and basically just send it to the police. So, that's all I gotta tell y'all for today. Join me next time when I basically talk about what is going on about Father's Day. And also, Big Dog's going to basically talk about the 4th of July that's coming up. That's good. So I'm just going to basically say this. Maybe some of these people who are harassing people will finally learn. This is the Big Dog signing out. Peace.